Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
That's always a good way to get started. And everybody will feel better. Seven after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. McFadden's at the controls. Kessler is helping us with info. Paige is here going through the pages and pages and pages and reams of information so we have the correct math. Whether there are six people that have been killed in this train wreck in Philadelphia.
You are toying with me, aren't you?
I am, in a manner of speaking.
I want to be correct.
I understand that you want to be correct.
Molly is a professional.
That's why we have you here, to make the rest of us look bad.
Well, I don't have my work cut out for me.
She's a news professional.
Yes, she is. Right. All right. So, the news about the train wreck. What I want to know is why. We got six people dead, fine. And we know that the train tracks are going to be messy for the next day or so.
Yeah.
What I want to know, and it's the only thing that makes any difference to me, is why the train went off the track.
Well, many people want to know this. You're not alone.
Well,
no,
but
I'm...
But nobody else. It's not the Ray Mupufnik program. It's the Doug Steffens Good Day program. So Doug wants to know.
Ring up the federal investigator shortly and tell them you want to know, and we'll get this thing solved.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So what we know is that this happened last night, and it was an Amtrak train that was headed to New York City. It derailed, tipped over in Philadelphia. Right now, everything is just talking about what an absolute disaster this is.
Why? But it isn't really. It's a train that fell over. Mm-hmm. See, this is the news media exaggerating.
Well, but if you see the pictures, you've seen the pictures.
Yes, the train fell over.
Well,
and there are tons of pictures from inside. I thought that.
Yeah.
Sure, it fell over. It went off the tracks and fell over.
But it's crunched. I mean, well, the front end is crunched in. And
if you've ever seen, if you've ever seen a train derailment, we had one luckily here. It's unbelievable to see these big, huge pieces of metal just twisted around like toys.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of using the Lionel train when the train used to come off the tracks when I was a kid. It was a messy thing.
A bit bigger than that.
I want to know if a train, if there was a problem with a locomotive, because if you look at the pictures, the locomotive was way, way off the track. The train itself, the cars sort of followed a little, but there was a big separation between where the engine is and where the cars
are. This derailment happened on a curve where there was an accident like 1943 or something like that, where 77 people
then
were
and now, I know, between then and now,
but,
though.
So they're going to look at the curve and see the curve. Mm-hmm. But let me tweak you a little bit, Dougie. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Guess what's up for review today as far as funding in front of Congress?
Amtrak.
Yep.
All right.
And
so this is on purpose. Amtrak did it so that they'd get attention.
Let me give you even a little bit more so that you can put your tinfoil hat on a little
bit. Keep going.
The Democrats are saying, well, we should fully fund the $1.4 billion
for Amtrak. Republicans don't want to put any money into it.
And because without us investing in the infrastructure, Amtrak will never be a money-making entity.
There never is going to be any.
The Republicans are saying, unless you cut the budget, they will not have to run it like a profitable entity, and they will never be profitable. We will always be holding our hands. So we wanted to cut it to 1.13 or 1.31. They want to cut $700,000 from the budget.
Right. $700 million.
No, 1.13 billion.
Okay, twice that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at it here and you're like, okay, this is all up. Who is going to win? You know, the Democrats are going to get the money.
Let me tell you how I feel about it.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Right, here's how I feel about this.
Hold on a minute. One more second.
One more. Okay.
So, apparently, the line in question, the Washington to New York and Boston corridor, that is the honeypot for all of Amtrak.
It is. Yep.
Nationwide.
Yep.
All the money that Amtrak makes is right there in that corridor.
Right.
All of that money
subsidizes the rest of the system.
Right. And therefore, the infrastructure for that Washington to Northeast corridor does not get the attention that it should get because all the money is derailed over to
other. You're pardon the pun.
Right.
All right, so here's what happened. When they decided to do the fast train, the Acela, they redid the track from Washington to Boston. They had to replace all of the track, and in doing so, they went to these mile-long pieces instead of the welded units that used to be there, that most of the rest of the system around the country, because the trains don't go that fast, is okay. But in this circumstance, they had to redo so that there were fewer joints and junctions, because those are tougher when you're running the fast train, which is about 110, 120 mile an hour train. It would, neither of those would go that fast into this turn, but because it was a regular train and not an Acela train that went off the track, it leads me to believe there was something else going on. And it wasn't going that fast. There's something else here that is not either being said or hasn't come out yet. There's something that smells about this. And so whether it was bad maintenance of the locomotive, whether it was something put on the track that caused it, I mean, there is traffic on this track literally every 4 to 5 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always something on this track. And so the fact that they watch these. I have a kid who works for me on the farm, who grew up on the farm. He works for $25 an hour. This kid works on the railroad tracks from Boston to Worcester. He tells me stories all the time about what they're doing maintenance-wise and otherwise to keep these tracks and the beds up to snuff. They'll go out. They spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week during the cold weather, because the cold and the heat affects the steel in these tracks. And they have to monitor them, because if they didn't, the trains would be flying off the tracks every day. These things are subject to a lot of really wear and tear because of the weather. And when you add to that, these trains, the locomotives weigh 35 tons apiece. The locomotives weigh as much as an airplane weighs, the smaller airplanes. They're very heavy. The engines in them are large, and they have all kinds of other hydraulic equipment and electric generators and stuff in them. So they're very heavy, and they're hard on the track. So there is... there's something here that is not... There's an obvious answer, and it isn't just the train came off the track.
How long until somebody starts screaming terrorism?
Well, somebody said that. I think Molly said that earlier, and I said, come on. I mean, everything isn't terrorism. It's not... It isn't about terrorism.
Well, the news outlets are reporting there's no sign of terrorism.
Yeah.
Well, do we need that said?
No, that becomes nonsense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we mention... Or do we have time?
We don't.
Okay.
Because I want to get this to personnel. We have somebody in Nepal who's going to give us an update on the situation and the emergency situation in Nepal. Next on Good Day.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
I'm Chris Wall. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flametop Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. 3 sets of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're joined by Lex Kassenberg, who works for CARE and is in Nepal. The earthquakes now that have been history every day, there seems to be some new report. The latest quake, 7.3 on the scale. Lex, whereabouts are you in Nepal, sir?
I'm at the moment in Kathmandu, where CARE Nepal has its main office.
And
I came back from the field yesterday.
All right, so describe what's going on in the so-called field, if you would, please.
Well, as you know, we had a big earthquake based on April the 25th, and it was followed by another big quake yesterday, more to the east. But some of the districts that were hit on the 25th and yesterday are overlapping. So it increases the damage that we have in these districts, and the people are really, really suffering. Those who still had some limited supplies left outstanding lost it all. So the people are really, really desperate in the country now and looking for any assistance and support they can get.
All right. So we don't have a great connection here, but let's try to make something out of the information that you have. Could you, first of all, tell us in your history with your experience with CARE, is this as bad as anything that you've had to deal with in terms of the conditions after the earthquake?
Well, I've been for CARE also for Typhoon Haiyan and now here this earthquake. My clear impression is that the situation here in Nepal, because of the aftershocks and the now an earthquake yesterday, the people here are clearly incredibly traumatized and don't know what to do. They don't want to go back into their houses for fear of another earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
So 2-3 days ago, you slowly saw people going back into their houses, and now they're back on the street again in tents because they don't trust what is going to happen. So that's a really, really challenge for the people. Psychologically, it's much more difficult here, I think.
All right, refresh us. I think most of us grew up understanding what CARE was or did. Give us a refresher course on CARE and what they're doing. Their website, by the way, is care.org. What is CARE's the challenge now?
Well, for us, the challenge in the fall with this earthquake is to get temporary shelter out to the people as quickly as we can, because it has also been raining already for a fair number of days. Then also, some people are running out of food.
Yeah.
And we're also looking into what we call non-food items, that is dignity kits for women, but also buckets, clothes, blankets, because people need to stay warm and they need a place to stay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think under the circumstances, the fact that we can get through to you at all is probably a miracle. Thanks, Lex. Lex Kassenberg with CARE. CARE, in my opinion, is one of the nonprofits to support. What I remember about them as a kid, what I know about them now is they aren't like some of the others that I'd rather you not give to. You might want to check out care.org.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
By an artist that only had one major pop single hit. And so if you know the name of this artist, you'll dial this up at 888-302-3684. And the winner will get a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder songs on it and become... I think we should just go full bore into our Apple wristwatch contest, Richie. We haven't talked about that. I mean, it's surprising because we really...
We haven't talked about that.
We always figure everything out.
You just keep saying I'm
going to
buy an Apple
Watch. I have decided that I want to buy an Apple Watch and provide it to one of our listeners.
There you go, everybody. You have as much information as I do.
The rest of us do. Exactly right. Yeah.
That's how it works here.
It is how it works. It's one of the beauties of having everything at our fingertips. The talents that are here. Everyone's so talented we can do things.
It just happens.
Bing, bang, boom, and we're done. 888-302-3684. You'll notice, though, when I get time to say, Richie, what about that? How are we doing this?
Right, exactly.
Right.
That's the fun of it. It always ends up with me.
It works. All right, so this is called Music Box Dancer. Canadian pianist and recording artist topped the charts during this week in 1979. So if you know who this is, almost sounds like when I remember it doesn't, his name is not musical. It's more like somebody that might run a construction company. This is Mr. Man, he runs ABC Construction. But that's not the case here. He started playing the piano when he was 3 years old, attended McGill University for 5 years, majored in engineering, eventually switched his major to music, entertained his fraternity brothers with everything from ragtime music to Bob Dylan songs. The fraternity piano had thumbtacks on every hammer to give it a rather unique sound. And that's kind of what you hear here.
Yeah.
He joined a band called The Bells. Oh, my God. Richie, see if you can find that old... Go into the year thing and find that song by The Bells. Please. Anyway, his first solo album called Seven of My Songs included this. He worked steadily as a staff pianist for the Canadian Broadcasting Company. While he continued to record through the early 90s, he was never able to repeat the success of this tune, Music Box Dancer. So who is this fellow? 888-302-3684. Would you find the song by The Bells?
No, what's the song?
It's a ballad. And I see the label. It's a red bell and a white label. I'm telling you, wow. I'm just remembering it in my mind. It's a soft, corny, you will not like the song. It's corny and it's a love song, but if you can find it, that'd be cool. Meanwhile,
Stay a While?
Yes!
Okay.
That's it. All right, don't play it yet. Hold on a second. Let's find the correct answer here and then you can play a little of it. Ed is in Indiana. Hi, Ed. Welcome.
Good morning to you.
Morning, sir. How are things in your subtle world?
Doing fine, thanks.
That's good. Nice to hear from you.
Enjoy your program.
I'm glad. We want everybody to enjoy the program. Do you enjoy it more than others, or do you think you enjoy it as much as everybody else?
I enjoy it as much as everyone else.
Good for you. All right. So who was this man that recorded this Music Box Dancer piano tune?
Frank Mills.
Frank Mills is his name. That is correct. And do you agree with me that he sort of sounded, that name sounds like he ought to work for, a big company or something? Not a,
that's right.
Pianist name. All right. Ed, you're a fine human being. Hold on just a second. We'll send you one of these one-hit wonder CDs and qualify you, I think, for our watch drawing. All right. These are The Bells.
Into my room, we creep.
That's not too creepy.
No.
Yeah. These are The Bells. Oh, my God. I haven't heard this song for years.
Into my dreams.
Too bad again.
No one does.
28 after.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrans Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrans.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Molly Page is here with us, Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jen back on Friday. We're going to have a limerick contest in this half hour. I'll explain it in a few minutes. Our thought for the day today comes
from
Helen Keller. No pessimist ever discovered the secrets of the stars or sailed to an uncharted land or opened a new heaven to the human spirit. No pessimist ever discovered the secrets of the stars. Here's a woman who couldn't see. Most optimistic person. You read some of the things that she was responsible for thinking, and it's just amazing.
We'll never find it. Well, hey, look, there it is.
Yeah, right.
right.
Okay. There are a few, well, there are lots of things going on today, as are the cases most days, the plural here. The situation in North Korea with Il Jong-fung-hoo-yu.
Kim Jong-un.
Who then...
Kim A.T.U.
I like to now refer to him as my buddy Kim Jong Ding Dong.
Yes, King. Yeah, right.
Kim Jong Ding Dong.
So apparently he executed one of the members of his cabinet yesterday, and the cabinet minister of defense
must
was
have been Tuesday.
Listen to this: the guy, the cabinet member, fell asleep. Mm-hmm. During a meeting with the leader of North Korea and was summarily executed.
How dare you fall asleep during my almighty speech?
Bam. That was it, pretty much. That's what happened. Yep. Unless, Molly, you can add something to that.
Well, he was killed by anti-aircraft gunfire with hundreds of people watching at a shooting range at a military academy.
Now, that's how
so
we
he became
handle,
target practice.
That's how we should handle the death penalty in this country.
Yes, it wasn't subtle. It wasn't like they just poisoned him. You want to sleep here? Sleep. No. This was kind of, yeah. I'm glad you're not so
bullseye.
Hard.
Yeah. Done.
Wow.
So there you go, boy. Just stay away. Can you imagine if we adopted that here, though, as Richie and Richie were just,
you know what?
Richie and Kenny were just suggesting.
We just take all the people on death row and we put them on that beach where they have weapons target tests.
Down in along the 5, Kenny, right? Far from you at
San Diego?
Yeah, I know.
We're going to do a reality show.
What a better place to leave.
What's the name of that base?
Pendleton?
Pendleton, that's it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always target practice. You drive up the 5 back and forth between San Diego and Los Angeles. The only place where there's no population is that base, and you can see them. It's one of the great things is, I saw this happen once. They have tanks on one side of the road firing at stuff on the other side of the road. And meanwhile, the 5 is one of the busiest highways in the country. They're doing target practice from one side of the road to the other on the beach or whatever was there. I don't think there's ever been anything that happened, but I always have found that amusing.
Kim Jong, I'm looking at pictures of him now. He looks like a character straight out of a Mike Myers movie.
Yeah. All right. Just a quick mention, because Richie hasn't had his chance with this yet. The police officer suing Starbucks because he got burned for $750,000 lost his case yesterday. He focused on his medical condition. His shrink testified that he had difficulty controlling anxiety, experienced depression, had to have surgery related to Crohn's disease, and he struggled to stop taking anti-anxiety drugs because he had coffee spilled in his lap.
Well, and he spilled the coffee in his lap.
He spilled the coffee in his lap. So he wasn't able to convince a judge that he had a case. I'm shocked.
You know, we all remember back to the McDonald's case where the woman spilled the hot coffee in her lap and she got $600,000. She hit the lottery.
But wasn't that reversed?
Was it?
I thought it...
What? She spilled the coffee or it got spilled on her when it came out of the window, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, but I thought the judgment, the settlement...
Oh, yeah. No, she got plenty of dough out of it. Oh, yeah.
But she didn't get the whole thing. I think it was downgraded.
She got a good payday out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good payday.
All of these people should be on that beach as well.
Mm-hmm. Put them all in there.
It makes it like Kim Jong Ding Dong, press the button.
All right, we have very important material. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. We've posted a picture of zombie-like creatures on Facebook that I think you came up with this, Molly, right?
I did. This is actually, should I tell them where it's from?
That'd be a good idea.
Okay, it's the new Louis Vuitton Cruise Collection. It's a fashion show that was held in Palm Springs. And the reason I sent it to you guys is just because I am stunned at how more and more models look like zombies, and especially in this one. And the collection is basically, it's based, a lot of the fashion right now, based on Coachella. So it goes back to the 60s and the hippie era. But people were happy and free love and everything then, and now they're walking around just really, really looking constipated. And I was wondering if others felt the same way. So it's posted, and we do have a few comments, and I'm really curious to see what men and women think of the way models are looking these days.
Kenny, what are some of the posts?
Well, Margaret says they look like zombies.
They are.
And Jesse says they look more and more unhealthy. A woman ought to have some shape about her.
Yes. Thank you.
The women pictured need to put some meat on them bones.
Yep, right. Give them a hamburger. Send them out for a hamburger. Okay. Shopping
by the
news.
Way,
yes, Rich.
The woman's name was Liebeck in the McDonald's case.
Yeah.
She was originally awarded $2.7 million.
She ended up knocked
down to $480,000 in punitive and $200,000 in compensatory.
Thank you.
She got $680,000 total.
All right, consumers starting to spend again, spending differently. Restaurant sales, air travel, more money being spent there. Consumers opting to spend on experience and big ticket purchases, cars, pricey jewelry. The average price for a new car is $34,000 now. And there are plenty of people who are spending $200-$300 on sweaters and good-looking designer clothing. I don't know if that's just women or men. It says the people, but I think it's more women.
Well, the New York Times.
Would you spend $200 on a sweater, Molly?
If someone else bought it, absolutely.
Yeah. Richie, what's the most expensive sweater you ever bought?
I don't wear sweaters, so I would say probably zero. Sweatshirts, $65.
Yeah. Kenny, what's the most expensive piece of clothing you ever bought?
I'm sure it would have been a jacket or raincoat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not while living here, but...
No, I mean, we don't need any.
Yeah, how much does your average T-shirt you wear now cost? San Diego.
Under $20.
There is a problem here in Massachusetts today. We've highlighted it in the From Today Show section at DougStephan.com. The reminder that goes with the story is getting drunk and chasing bears, probably not a good idea. It did happen. North Adams, up in the northeast, northwest corner, the fellow, the spokesperson for the police department there said, quote, "We certainly don't need anybody going all Davy Crockett on us, chasing a bear in the woods drunk with a dull hatchet. Bad idea.
You gotta have a sharp hatchet.
Not going to end well." The hatchet man was taken into protective custody because he was drunk. There are a lot of bears now here in Massachusetts.
Protective custody. Why, the bears said no matter what, we're going to get this guy?
We're going to get that guy.
Yes.
He's on a list.
Okay, so this is what we do for state government. This is what poses for state government here in Massachusetts. The following tips were posted on the state website for bear sightings. Quote, if a bear is sighted, leave the animal alone. In most situations, if left alone, the bear will return to the forest on its own. Keep dogs under control, stay away from the bear, and advise others to do the same. Often a bear will climb a tree to avoid people. A gathering of people not only stresses the animal, but adds to the risk of having a bear chased out into the traffic or into a group of bystanders. So that's the story. Important information that we posted for you today. Getting drunk and chasing bears, strongly ill-advised, the Massachusetts State Police.
I've got that in my notebook.
That's what it's not to do. Right. Coming up, our television report, and here's an opportunity for you to put your thinking cap on. You ready? Anybody ready for this? We're going to have a limerick contest that is going to focus on dogs, cats, your pet. Today is National Limerick Day. This is the time of year when we celebrate the silly nonsense of amusing pieces of copy. There once was a woman from Nantucket and all of that. You know that story. There once was a man named Nation who worked for a radio station. Although he was tall, his hands were too small. We pause for station identification.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, anyway, here's what I'd like you to do.
He's going to go on.
I am. Yes.
Okay.
I want you to come up with a limerick about your pet. There once was a dog named Charlotte. And I could probably come up with something pretty cute, but I'd have a tear in my eye, and I don't want to have that. So, anyway, what do you have? I had one earlier, Kenny. It was pretty good. It had something to do with poop. There once was a... What, do you remember it? I'm trying to remember what the lines were. It actually wasn't bad for just coming off the top of my head.
Okay, moving along.
Well, never mind moving along. I'm giving you an idea so that you can win a gift pack of Cedarside... Yeah, I want you to
come up with poop.
A limerick? No, it doesn't have to be about poop.
Okay.
It's a limerick about your animal. And during Warren's appearance here in about 6 or 7 minutes, Warren Eckstein, we're going to give away a package of Cedarside... products, bug spray, things that are good for getting rid of the bugs.
Very good stuff. I have some at home.
It's great stuff.
I love it. It's just cedar oil.
So a limerick on your dog and you win the Cedarside prize. 888-302-3684. I once had a dog named Spot and she came out of a pot. Into the road she ran and we never saw her again.
It's a loose close but no cigar.
Yeah, right. All right. Anyway,
clean limerick.
Yeah, I got to be clean. Yep.
You know when Cedarside, sir.
Yeah. Okay. What? I didn't say anything bad, did I?
No, you didn't. You also didn't have a limerick.
What do you mean?
You didn't finish it.
I'm right. Tired.
I once had a dog on a train, and it ran the other way. The end.
Did I win?
Where's my prize?
No, it would have to be like this. There once was a dog on the train, and she escaped into the rain. She fell on a stool and broke all the rules, and thus never came back again.
Boy, that sucks.
How's that?
That's horrible.
I mean, that's right off the top of my head. What do you want for nothing? At least people got like 3-4 minutes to figure this out.
Nipsey Russell, you ain't.
888. You think you're cute, huh?
Hey, 888-302-3685. Right. If you've never even heard of Nipsey Russell.
Yeah. But you got a good limerick about your dog or your cat, and you win a prize. 12 prizes. 14 before the hour. TV report in a couple of minutes here on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid bamboo for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get gorgeous, hand-scraped bamboo for just $189. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, TV time on Good Day. The Live Nation folks are going to have the Music Awards on TBS and TNT. Live Nation Music Awards, Dick Clark Productions, Live Nation, that sort of thing. Why? What makes this special, Kenny?
It's awards for live concert performances.
Ah, ooh. Is this something new?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
I like that.
Jamie Lee Curtis says her reason for taking a role in the new horror comedy Scream Queens is simple. The show's creator called her. He called me on the phone. I picked it up. He said, I'm going to write a show for you. Please do it with me. And so the show is now starting to film in New Orleans. It's called, it's pretty much like American Horror Story over on FX, apparently. She plays the dean of a university. Her co-stars are who's who of young Hollywood, Lea Michele, Abigail Breslin, Nick Jonas. Wow, an interesting group. So this show is what a number. It's kind of like another zombie thing, right? The world is full of zombies for whatever the reason. Let's see here. AMC scheduling Mad Men. There's a big marathon. The series finale is coming up on May 13th. So they're going to present 91 episodes in a row before they do the final over at AMC. How do you like that? Are you big fans of that? I don't know that much about it.
No, I haven't seen that.
John Travolta.
Travolta.
He's going to be in the new TV show about O.J. Simpson's trial. Cuba Gooding Jr., David Swimmer, Sarah Paulson, starring in this true crime anthology series called American Crime Story. Season one will focus on the O.J. Simpson trial and the book by Jeffrey Toobin. And Travolta is supposed to be playing Robert Shapiro, Simpson's attorney. Gooding plays O.J. Simpson. Who's going to watch that? That'd be actually probably interesting. Sounds like an interesting show. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes,
you
know,
yeah?
Yeah.
Selma Blair, according to Entertainment Weekly, she was in Legally Blonde, right?
If you say so.
Right. She's going to play the ex-wife of Robert Kardashian, O.J.'s attorney, in American Crime Story. So I bring that around. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Dog Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Warren Eckstein, host of the amazing Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on a lot of great radio stations, is here with us. Brought to you by Cedarside. And because we have this nice connection with Cedarside, we have a gift pack to give to the person who has the best limerick, or maybe the only limerick, about your dog, your cat, your pet. There once was a dog named Fred, and he always fell out of bed. And then you can fill in the rest of the... Warren's probably good. Are you impressed so far?
There once was a dog named Fred, and he always had an itchy head.
Yeah.
So Cedarside was the key... For him to be
on his knee. Right. All right. So if you want to keep bugs,
right?
We get paid to do this too, folks.
Yeah.
You need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family. Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Go to cedarside.com and you'll see the information about the leader in this country in natural and organic pest control. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray, for example.
Great
stuff. You got to have that. You're gonna get the person who has the limerick. Eric is going to get a kit that was full of cedar side material, the organic bug spray. Let's see here.
Sunscreen.
Yeah. Mosquito spray, tick spray, mite, all of these things. You'll be able to take care of every problem you have with bugs.
All you do is just spray a little on your hands, rub your dog's coat, boom, yep. Good to go.
Gonzo. The cedar side folks have all the products you need, and you can get them by going to cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug for free shipping, or you can call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Cedarside.com or 800-842-1464. Use the code Doug.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 1-pound bag of Starbucks coffee for just $9.99.
Offer valid in store and online ends 5/16 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Hi, so Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. What's this story about this fella who got arrested? He's trying to save a dog in a car. I wish that guy had been around when Charlotte was having her problem. What happened to him?
It took place in Athens, Georgia, Doug, and what happened was a man was walking by. He noticed a small dog locked in the car suffering. The guy was a veteran, by the way. He broke the window using his wife's wheelchair, one of the things from his wife's wheelchair, to break the window, got into the car, took the dog out. The owner of the Mustang, the owner of the car, came out and demanded the police were called and demanded that they press charges, and they arrested the guy for breaking in and saving the dog's life. But they also gave the woman a ticket for endangering her dog. The bottom line is this. I went to jail on Long Island several years ago for doing exactly the same thing. It was just a few hours there. What would you do?
I do the same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, but, exactly. but do this. Call the police first, because I did the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't break the window. I called the police first, and I said, what do you want me to do? And they said, we'll have somebody there in 60 seconds. Yeah. And I let them break the window.
But if they weren't there in 60 seconds, the option would have been to break the window and face with
And I would have told them, I'm going to break the window. So just hit the 911 first and just say, here's the situation. What do you want me to do? And then that way you're clear. You're covered. Yeah.
You have
the story was simply the fact that the police officer did not want to arrest this guy. He agreed with him, but the woman pressed charges, so they had no option.
Great. You've written on your Facebook page a story of adoptable dogs who are following shoppers around on this digital billboard. What's the story? We have so many dogs, my God, in this country.
You better hurry up and get you a limerick contest, too.
I will. Yeah. Tell us the story, Warren.
A quick story. Basically, in England, what they do is they have a tremendous billboard at a place where thousands, hundreds of thousands of people pass by. So this giant billboard has dogs from the Humane Society walking past it every couple of minutes, and it looks like the dogs are following you. And so far, they say people see the dogs on the big screen, and they're winding up going to the shelters and adopting them. I think it's a great idea. I think we'll see it here soon.
Mark has a limerick. Go ahead, Mark.
I have a lab named Fred. He has a gigantic blockhead. He runs in the dishes against my wishes and comes back and rolls in my bed.
That's awesome. Winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to get the biting insect spray sample pack, 4-ounce spritzers, convenient sizes, all your. I've got a whole one. Richie's talking about this.
It's a cool little pack.
$25 value.
We used it last night on the kids and the dogs.
There you go. So hold on a second, Mark. We'll send you one of these coming up with a good, cool limerick. There once was a fella named Warren who often fell from his Torin. He got up.
Shut up.
Warren.
It's 58 past the hour.
Eckstein. No, it's 59 past the hour. Yeah. Good day.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.